Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim, Rabban Baruchas Malachim. We're in Perek Aleph, Halachos Chesin Test is the third Shir B'Siyata D'Shmaya. In the previous Shir, we spoke about the two types of kings, that very often the Malachi Yisrael were just acting as kings, but they weren't the official kings of Soim Tosim Aleichem Melech. The king of Soim Tosim Aleichem Melech is one who's Makabe, it's called him a singer, like the Rambam says, and that's a Melech min Beis David. However, it would appear that the Rambam here in Halacha Ches, which we read out in the first shir, is telling us that there is a din malchus, even b'malche Yisrael, that their malchus will be al kol shel kol Yisrael, and not just malchus al chelek mi Yisrael, as we spoke about in the previous shir, that when it's only on part of the Jewish people, so it's chal when the Jewish people are mekabel upon themselves the malchus. When it comes to malchus based David, it doesn't have to be Kabbalah. Whereas when it comes to the Malchei Yisrael, there has to be Kabbalah. But it seems that in Halacha Ches, when the Rambam is talking about the Malchus of Yerovam, this Malchus is a Malchus shall call Yisrael. It's not only on Chelek Mi Yisrael, that's Chodei Kabbalasim Kemelech. And that's what we see in the Psukim, see Malachim, Malachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Aleph, from Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ki Ko Amar Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Hineni Korea Ta Mamlacha Miyad Shlomo. Yeravam Diber Im Achia, as Achia Amar Lo, Kach Lecha Asara Kra'im, Alecha Lakachat Eser Chatichot Mi HaBeged Shekarati. You have to take 10 pieces of the Beged that I rip, because that's what God said. I'm ripping the Malchus from Shlomo. Venatati lecha et asara hashvatim. And I'm going to give you, Yerovam, the melucha, and the 10 shvatim. And that's besides Shevet Yehuda, and Shevet Binyamin, and the Levim that lived in the tchum of Mamleches Yehuda. And as a sign of that, you should take Eser Chatichos from the Beged that he ripped. And then in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, in one Shevet's going to be for Shlomo HaMelech, in other words, Shevet Yehuda, which includes Binyamin, Leman David Avdi, in order to be Mekayim HaEvtochet of David, that he will continue ruling over the Jewish people, his seed, and for Yerushalayim, that's chosen. Why? I'm ripping away the Malchus, Yan Asher HaZavuni, Vayishtachu L'ach, L'ashtorois, Elohei Tzidonim, L'chmoish Elohei Moyov, Ule Milkom Elohei B'nei Amoin, V'hochu B'drochai L'asas HaYosher, B'enai V'chukosai M'shpotai K'dovi Dovi. They didn't follow in the way of God. They were serving over the Zar. V'lo akach et kol ha'mamlecha miyado. Ani Hashem, lo akach b'yamav shel Shlomo, av chelek mi'hamamlecha shebiyado. Ki nesi ishtanu kol yemei chayav. Kinasi ashitenu kol yemei chayav. Ani lo akach shum chelek mehamamlecha b'chayav shel Shlomo, ela asim oto lemelech. Al Yisrael b'meshach kol yemei chayav. Leman David avdi asher bachardi oto. Hasiba she'ashir et Shlomo hamelech כמלך על ישראל כל ימי חייו, היא בשביל דוד עבדי, שבחרתי בו למלוך על ישראל, אשר שמר מצוותיי וחוקותיי. So I'm going to keep Shlomo as king all the days of his life for the sake of David, who kept my mitzvahs. As b'malbim shem katuv, shlo ikachu menu at hamamlacha, hainu afilu miktsat hamamlacha. I'm not even going to take away a little bit of the mamlacha. And the kriya, the ripping of these 10 parts of the beged, was le'inyin shelo yorishenu lebanav, ki rak nasiya shitenu kol yamav. Because I'm only going to make him a Nasi, and he's not going to give it to his children. Therefore, he's going to lose out on being Melech over everybody. The other 10 tribes are going to have a different Melech. But this is very difficult to understand. The Nasi isn't Mirish Nasius Labanov. How can that be? We see in Ksubis that there is Yerusha ben Nasius. Previous shiurim, we learned this Gemara. Yerushas Nesiuso shel Rebbe, uvechol asrorois v'aminuyim. There's a Yerusha, like the Rambam says earlier in Halacha Zayin. So what does the Malvin mean that there's no Yerusha in the Nesius, and therefore Shlomo was not given to give it over to his children? Smaitis, as nera kavana, sheyesh shem melech mitzad atzmo al yedei navi v'sanhedrin. So there's a Shem Melech, independently, through a Navi and a Sanhedrin, like we see earlier in the Rambam, in Halacha Gimel. And since he's a Melech, he has all Dinei Malchus. And then there's a Shem Nasi, that's primarily because of the Kabbalah, like we find by Shar Malchi Yisrael, and like the Keren Oira writes, that it's like the Malchi Yisrael, like a Nasi of the Shevet, that you're ruling over part of Klal Yisrael, and it's because of their Kabbalah, because they accepted it, and that's primarily expressed by rulership that he has through this Kabbalah, and through this the person has Dine Malchus, and in that the pasuk was saying that the Shein Melech, the being called a Melech, was Poikea, went away from Shlomo immediately. Ela shemikol makom yishlot befoal legamrei, kmo shekotev amalbim. So he's still going to rule. He just doesn't have a shem melech anymore. But that's only going to be, it's going to be a different hakdora. It's going to be only because of the shilton, because he's ruling. It's not going to be a atzmiuso, he's not going to be a melech. But he's going to be ruling like a Nasi, and not because of the Maila Atzmis, because of his independent quality of being a Melech. And through this, like it says in Pasuk Lamed Hey, V'lakachti hamlucha miyad beno, ani Hashem ekachat hamlucha mibno shel Shlomo, v'netati alecha את עשרת השבטים, ולאחר שיקח את המלוכה מבנו, אתן לך למלוך על עשרת השבטים שיקח ממנו. After I take the melucha from the son of Shlomo, I'm going to give it to you to rule Yeravam over the 10 tribes that I'm taking away from him. So the rulership of Foyal is only going to be on one tribe, like it says in Pasuk Lamed Vav. V'levno eten shevet echad. Levno shel Shlomo eten limloch al shevet echad. Leman heyot nir leDavid avdi kol hayamim lefanai b'Yerushalayim. Kedei shiye ner mizar'o shel David sheyair et ha'ir Yerushalayim. Haner hu mashal l'malchut. והקדוש ברוך הוא אמר שהוא רוצה שמלך מצאצאיו של דוד יאיר ימלוך על העיר ירושלים. So we want there to be this light, which is, that's the near, like a nair, and that's a mashal for Malchus. It should shine in Yerushalayim for David, because Yerushalayim is העיר אשר בחרתי בו לשום שם משם. Because that's the city that I chose, that my name should dwell there. So the Malchus Mitzad Shein Melech is now going to be transferred to Yerovam, and it's no longer going to reside with Shlomo and David with that line, with that dynasty, but rather it's going to be transferred to Yerovam. Uvimele yemelech al kol Yisrael chutz mirushalayim she'etna levana levno. And the Mele is going to be king over all of Israel, except Yerushalayim, that I'm going to give to the son of Shlomo, like we see in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Ve'otcha yekach, ani Hashem, akarev otcha, yiravam elai, umalachta b'chol asher ta'aveh nafshecha, ve'ata temloch b'chol asher tirtzeh, כלומר מלכותך תהיה גדולה וחזקה, והיית מלך על ישראל, ואתה תהיה מלך על רוב עם ישראל. והיינו, that he is now the king. You, Yerovam, are going to be the king. And you're not limited by the malchus of Kabbalah. And therefore, מלכת בכל אשר תאווה נפשך. You're going to be a melech legamre, you're going to be a melech ba'atzmusa. So until now, we've been talking about the other malchei Yisrael. They're just like Nisim. They're not melechim ba'atzmusim. They just rule. They're not really inherently, intrinsically malachim. Masha'in came. When it comes to Yerovam, l'choyro, that's what the Rambam is talking about, halacha ches, he was a malchus, a melech ba'atzim. V'nimtza lefi zeh, shishem melech Yisrael, haya li'iravam. ורחבעם היה לו רק שלטון בפועל על יהודה וירושלים, והוא כגדר קיסר ופלג קיסר. So it emerges according to this that the shem מלך ישראל was applied to Yerovam, and רחבעם בנו של שלמה only ruled בפועל on Yerushalayim and Judah, Judah and Jerusalem, Yerushalayim ויהודה. And that's like the gedder of Kesar Upal Plag Kesar that the Ravid mentions in his Hasoga, the Halachotes, that the Kesar rules over everything. He's Be'etzim the Melech. Just befoyal, the Plag Kesar rules over what is found under his rulership. And that we see in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadiches Omud Beis, which is the makor for the Ravid's mention of the Kesar and Plag Kesar. Havi nir'e et ha'gmara b'fnim Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ha'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'amid Lahem Yisrael David Acher. God in the future is going to establish another David for the Jewish people to rule over them. Shenemar ve'evdu et Hashem Elokehem ve'et David Malkam asher akim lahem. Hekim lo ne'emar ela akim. It says, and serve Hashem, your God, and David, your king, that I will raise for them. It doesn't say that I raised in the past, but rather I will raise. So it's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to establish a new king whose name is David. Amar Rav Papa le'Abaye le'achtiv aktiv v'David avdi nasi lahem le'olam. Aye, what about the pasuk that says, David my servant will be nasi forever? So the Gemara answers, Amar lo Abaye kagon kesar uplag kesar, like a king and his second in his viceroy, his second in command. They're going to be two. Rashi kotev al milim Kesar upla kesar, melech v'sheni lo. Ki David achadash melech, echtivu David malkam asher yakim, v'David amelech sheni lo. Here this Rashi learns pshat, that the new David is going to be the king, and David amelech is going to be second. He's going to be plag kesar, second in command. As it says, Nasi Lahem, and it doesn't say Melech. In the Oruch, he learns Fakert. He learns that David ben Yishai is going to be the king, and the other David is going to be second in command. In the Sefer Be'er Sheva, he discusses this Ayin Shem. But based on our analysis, Divrei Rashi Mevo'arim Hetev, Shenasi, what's Nasi? Nasi is the Shultan Befoyal. And Melech is somebody who's a Melech Mitzad Atzmoi. Nasi is the person who's ruling Befoal. Practically speaking, he's the man in charge. That's the Nasi. And the Melech is the one who's inherently Melech. And the Shiltoin Befoyal is Tachas Shiltoin HaMelech, u'kikesar u'pla kesar. And therefore, David ben Yishai is only going to be the pla kesar, because it says in the pasuk, "V'David avdi nasi lehem lo'olam." So what's the Nasi? The Nasi is the one who's Melech Befoal, but not a Shem Atzmi of Melech. Whereas the other pasuk says, David, as David Malkom, Asher Okim Lahem. The Okim, the future, is going to be David the Melech. That's the Melech Ba'atzmusoi. So that's the Caesar, the Caesar, and his second in command. So the Caesar is going to be the new David, that's the Melech, that's Hashem Atzmi Shel Melech. And then there's the David Abdi Nasi, which is the Melech Befoyal. Umemela Shlomo Ketuv Rak Nasi, Vagam Yeravam Ketuv Nasi. Nasi ashitenu kol yemei chayav, reinu bapasuk. Shlomo is going to be a Nasi. And kamuvan that his son of Rehovam is also going to be a Nasi. So that's going to be the Moilech Befoyal. In practically he's ruling, but he doesn't have a shame. Atzmi shel melech. Masha'en ken Yerovam, chsiv bei malchus, he's going to be the king. So the gather is he's the king of all of the Jewish people. Just the practical rulership over Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin is going to go to the Tzetzai Shlomo, to Rehovam. That's going to be in Nir Ledovit. So Baruch Hashem, we have seen the flows gedolos already in these three shiurim. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully be zeichut to continue and see more neflos in order to explain the Rambam. Just to conclude, there's a Radak in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis Patzuk Chov Zayin, where it says Vayomer Rav Melibo Amyale Am Azeh Las Zvachim Beis Hashem Yerushalayim Yoshev Leiv Am Azeh Es Adonai Mel Rechova Melech Yehuda Raguni, etc. So the Radak and this pasuk brings Medivrei Chazal, the Motzi Shmita Molach Yerovam, Meyarm is Melech and Motzi Shmita, and there you have the Maimed of Hakel. And Yerovam said that if I read, if I'm the king who reads, the king reads, so they're going to say, no Melech Ha'il Yikra Koidim, the king of the city should read first. Who's the king of the city? Rehovam. And if I read second, then it's going to be a Gnai, If I don't meet it all, it's going to be a bizayon. So we see that Yerovam was a melech more than Rechavam. Rechavam is just melech ha'ir. And if he reads first, it's going to be a bizayon to Yerovam, because he's the malchus, he's the melech Yisrael. So, again, we see this yisod that the etzem, Yerovam was the king. And just in Malchus Bafayal, in a certain area, Rechavam had that. But the etzem, the melech, was Yerovam. And again, as we saw in the previous Shabbat, Derech Klal, the Malchei Beis David were the Malachim Be'etzem, and it was the Malchei Yisrael who were just Molech Bafayal. And the idea of a Melech Befoyal is when Kiblu Aleihem. Okay, so that is stage 3, again, of our journey. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue and see more beautiful in Yanami. We have a lot of very, very important material to cover here. Incredible things, incredible ideas, and Nemudim. And please stay tuned. It's going to be fantabulous, Mitzvah. Thank you for listening so much. I really appreciate it. And always to remember that Seif Dover HaKol Nishma Es Elokim Yerah Es Mitzvah Yisuf Shmur Kizeh Kol Adam. Shalom, Shalom.